This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A few weeks ago, Nicki Minaj came out and she said, "Hey, one of my family members' friends was about to get married. He took the COVID shot and his testicles swelled up and now he's impotent." Well, I remember seeing studies that the spike protein that's in it doesn't just attack the heart, lungs, or get into the brain. It also attacks ovaries, testicles, and then the lining when a woman is producing the lining that allows her to get pregnant in her uterus. And so I was talking to Dr. Benjamin Marble, MD, and he was saying that she's right. So spend a few minutes talking about that and what's really going on from the research, Dr. Marble.
Well, the lethal injections have lipid nanoparticles in them, and then when they first came out, they claimed that they would stay at the local site of injection in your shoulder, but since subsequently we've found that they're actually distributed to your entire body, and from multiple studies have shown that they tend to concentrate most in the ovaries and testicles. So that has a tremendous fear for the future as far as causing infertility in the people that have taken them. So, you know, if the people don't die, like certainly using them in children is just insane because the children wouldn't know that they're infertile for 10, 15 years later. You know, so Nicki, it was interesting the way that transpired, though, because anybody that's a public figure who says anything against the COVID cold narrative, they're going to get the smackdown. And that's what happened to Nicki Minaj. They gave her the smackdown, and so it's going to, you know, impact her career going forward. But she was right. They have already been proven to concentrate in the testicles, and I don't know that individual patient as far as, you know, what exactly happened with him, but it is a problem that they concentrate and will cause infertility.
What about the general issue of all these cancer doctors and cancer labs? We played the clips where they go, "Look, we're seeing 10, 20, 30 times increases in the number of people with cancer after they take the shot." I know a bunch of people took it and got cancer.
Correct. Cancer levels, the oncologists I know, their cancer rates are just soaring. They're busier than they've ever been. The people having strokes, heart attacks, myocarditis. Just the list of complications seems endless from the people that don't die. They have these complications. Of course, a lot of people die. So the thing is if you design a lethal injection to kill in a couple of years, we're only 9 months out from the start of the use of these things. So we've already had 20,000 people die in 9 months. Well, what's going to happen going forward? That's the big question that remains to be.
And the Nobel Prize winner for virology, you know, said 2 to 3 years. That's what others said. I guess because it hit mice and rats in 3 or 4, 6 months, a lot of them died. Most of them died within a year. So I guess they calculated out from rat studies and human studies that they've done comparisons before that's the number. I mean, I wonder why they're saying 2 to 3 years. I'm just guessing.
Well, it's basically because 2 to 3 cold seasons. So it's like if you're allergic, like we said earlier, if you're allergic to say shrimp and you get exposed to shrimp, you may, you know, break out in a rash or whatever a little bit. The second time you get exposed, it's going to be worse. The third, fourth time, it gets worse every time, so that eventually it's just overwhelming and you die from it. I mean, I literally saw a patient one time died from eating shrimp. She knew she was allergic. She kept eating it.
Just like peanuts once you,
Yeah. So it's a repeat exposure phenomenon. So every cold season you get, unless you just live like Bubble Boy, you're going to get every.
And now they're going to make you allergic to the protein that's in all the coronaviruses. It's going to make everybody basically die like the Spanish flu in 1918.
Correct. And then when you get the lethal injection, it makes your body produce the bioweapon, which is the spike protein is the bioweapon.
And then when you're dying, they're going to say, "Oh, the unvaccinated killed you," when it's the vaccine that did it.
And you know, if you get the lethal injection and you die within 14 days, they count it as a COVID death, not as a lethal injection death.
Ah, okay. Well, then I wonder why it was killing the rats so much quicker. I guess they're just not as strong as us.
Well, that's the crazy thing. They did the studies in rats, and then all the animals died. A couple other mammals they did them in, and basically all the studies, the majority of the mammals died. Then a little time passed. They did no human trials, and then they just decided to start using them in humans.
Wow, powerful. I'm going to see if we've got time to get you back on tomorrow, but you're going on the other shows. I don't normally program the other shows for him, but I want this guy. Hell, if he wants, you can host a whole three hours with Harrison Smith tomorrow. I'm sure he'll want you. Probably already got some guests on. But Dr. Benjamin Marble, MD, myfreedoctor.com. Good to meet you in person,
Fear
brother.
Fear has no place here in the land of the free, home of the brave.
Don't be afraid.
Absolutely. Get informed and warn others now that you know the truth. Thank you, Doc. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, Vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality Vitamin B12, taking out the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Winners of the press conference and how to buy a sailboat.
I guess my feeling at this point in time is maybe we need to be completely a little bit more scary for the public.
Especially with the Delta variant, which is the hardiest and most contagious variant we've seen to date. We need all the protection that we can get. That's why the vaccines are so effective.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
We've got to get them vaccinated, and hopefully they will do it willingly.
I think we really need to make it clear that there are privileges associated with being an American.
We have to be more blunt. We have to be more forceful.
If you do not want to get vaccinated, you can work from home. You can homeschool your children. You can shop online. So where is this coming from, people saying, I'm now being forced to be vaccinated? If you want to travel, you better go get that vaccine.
You should be wearing masks even when you are vaccinated if you are indoors.
If you wish to have these privileges, you need to get vaccinated.
We have to say something coming out, you know, you don't get vaccinated, you know you're going to die. I mean, let's just be really blunt to these people.
Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated.
See our videos and articles is to visit InfoWars.com itself and hand share the videos and articles to everyone you know. The signal is getting through and is exposing and defeating the globalists when we're able to get it through. But they're admittedly expanding their operations to suppress us, so only you can boost the signal. Only you can defeat the globalist. We're in this together. I salute you for your work, and I ask all of you to redouble your efforts. A video just went live today on InfoWars.com and Bandai Video. I would like to see it posted on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. They live, we sleep. They live, we sleep. 2021 COVID edition. Those are real statements they made. Rob Dew did a great job adding a little they live faces to it. My idea.
I wanted to take some time out before we have Tim Pool on an in-depth interview coming up in a few minutes to just talk about sadness, to talk about betrayal, to talk about true evil. We know that tens of thousands of YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter influencers have been given on the low end, because Biden admits this, $2,000 up to $50,000 to say the vaccine is wonderful. Anybody that doesn't agree with it is insane. No one's gotten sick. Trust the science. We know some NBA players, because some have gone public and exposed the emails, have been paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to lie and say you should take the shots. Well, I noticed a video I was sent this morning. It's titled, Sam Harris Trashes Brett Weinstein with Alex Jones Comparisons. I'm not going to play the whole thing from the Majority Report commenting on it, but they all do their little NPR, call the snake voice to put you to sleep, and they talk about science and how we don't debate people. Both the host of this show and the show they're playing try to talk as soft as they can because that's a trick to show you've got such a high IQ. Oh, we don't interview any of these other scientists because they're just a husband and wife team and they're just kooks. And, you know, they'll tell you that 14 scientists resigned and it's just a lie. It's made up. Why even respond? So they're lying to you, talking about why they don't debate people because they lie. Meanwhile, overhead shot, please. Before we play this, I'm just going to show you some of what's really going on from even their own sources. So here's this Majority Report talking about it, their NPR voice. And then here's New York Post article, two senior FDA officials resign over Biden administration booster shot plan. That's the number one and number two. Top two vaccine officials resign from FDA amid political pressure from Biden administration, MSN. Two top FDA officials resign over the Biden administration booster shot plan, and they said don't give it to children, and they said that it's probably creating the deadly variants, and they went on and on saying Biden's being political. And there's another article out of Newsmax, two FDA officials resign over Biden's booster plan. It was over more than that. Here's Politico, FDA panel. So that's the two. Then they voted Saturday 16-2 to say don't have boosters. But these guys don't care. They just say, oh, it's probably a lie. This is just like the fake story that ivermectin overfilled the hospitals and that there was the poison control, 70% of their calls. AP had to retract. They all had to. It wasn't true. Okay? The whole horse-based Oklahoma story. So that's what's going on. And now Biden says they're just going to override all that. Here is FBI advisory panel votes against recommending COVID-19 booster shots for most Americans. So notice they don't show you any facts. They just lie to you and say that's not going on. Or all the big news that they cooked it up at Wuhan to infect humans, created a nanoparticle to do it. They sit there and talk about how dumb people are. They don't know the science. That's a talking point. I don't know if these guys got paid, but everybody else got paid that we know of to say these very things. A lot of the shows admit they got paid. So it's very, very evil. So here is one show using another show and just sitting there with the worst confidence act I've ever seen, laughing at people. So here are these Benedict Arnolds against humanity. Very, very sad people. Here it is.
And we would all learn from the two of you learning from each other. Thank you.
Hey, Corey. Thanks for the question. Yeah, this is a hard one for me, actually. You know, I get that it seems crazy not to just flip on the microphone and talk to the guy, or talk to him and Heather, who's also been his partner in crime. It's hard to put this in a way that doesn't sound like a personal attack, but the reason why I don't want to do a podcast with Brett and Heather is the same as why I wouldn't do a podcast with a 9/11 truth conspiracy theorist or Alex Jones or anyone in that world.
Charles Murray.
There's a basic asymmetry which is very hard to overcome. It's so much easier to make a mess than to clean it up. It's so much easier to light several small fires than to put them out. It's like a 10-to-1 advantage. To put it that way, it sounds like my concern is not losing a debate, and that's absolutely not my concern. If you're going to view this as a debate, it's one almost immediately, but I worry about what people take from the encounter, and I just don't want to do additional harm to our public conversation about what is in fact an important public health concern and a growing political one. First, the asymmetry. The reason why there's such an asymmetry here is that it is just impossible to debunk most things in real time. And even if the point being made is in fact spurious, it won't seem spurious to 99% of an audience. Right? So the person on the conspiracy theory side of things can say, well, what about the 14 CDC officials who resigned last week and wouldn't give reasons when asked? What do you make of that? Right now, there's probably nothing to be made of that, right? I didn't even hear about it. And the truth is, I just made that up. But when delivered in the context
of a debate, and then says we're making it up, and says he won't debate people because he's so high and mighty, but he's a liar. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Band network in the world.
Well, we're here with Tim Pool, one of the most popular podcasts in the world. He's also had the courage the last few years to have me on. And he also had the courage to stand up to the heads of Twitter on Joe Rogan's podcast and ask them serious questions about censorship and their role in it. And so here we are talking to you for my show. Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, absolutely. We had you on the show with Michael Malice, and I was super excited. It was a lot of fun. And you didn't do anything wrong. But YouTube took down the episode, and it was actually my fault. I thought you said something you didn't really say. I think that's why they took it down, because I was like, whoa, Alex, you can't say that. Because it sounded like you were saying, you know, you wanted firing squads, when you were actually making a metaphor and talking, not, you weren't calling for violence or anything like that. So I made the mistake. They take the video down. I got pissed. I immediately called the manager at Google, and I was like, we want this up. I'm not, you know, this is not okay. You know, if it's a blip in 1 second, it was taken out of context. And they said, we can't do it. Because not only do we not know why it was taken down, you know, we can't reinstate a video that, you know, that was in this way. And so I was like, what if we just snip out the one part, rebuild the whole thing? And they were like, no, because it could have been something else. And I was like, what if we put up clips individually like we normally do? We don't know which clip would get taken down. And then I said, I'm going to have Alex Jones back on my show with Michael Malice. We're going to do the same thing all over again. And
you
then
did.
I hit you guys up. I was like, so we had to wait a week. And then I was like, come back out. Because I'm not okay with that. You know what I mean?
Well, it's very Kafka-esque to not tell you what you've done.
Right.
So,
I can only assume it was the firing squad statement, when in reality they wouldn't confirm to me what happened. And so I was like, you know what, we're going to do it again. If they get us a strike on this time, then they shut us down for a week, can't stream anymore. But I am not going to sit back, and like we did not have a bad conversation. It was totally within their rules. You know, we've had other people on the show who have said things 10 times worse than anything you've been accused of saying that are within the rules, obviously. And YouTube's like, oh, I don't care about that. It's only because of you they want to play these games with us. So I said no to that.
You know, I think it's because I talk about the whole eugenics globalist endgame, and now we see more and more of that being externalized by them. But simply from that, are you glad that you moved out of where you were into this beautiful area, the tri-state area?
Yes. It's amazing. We get wild wine berries. We're in Appalachia. So there's these little berries, like raspberries, but they're not. They're a little smaller. They're very sweet. Amazing. We made ice cream with them. And so the little berry pods, whatever they're called, they break apart, mix into the ice cream, but not break open. So you're eating this sweet cream ice cream, and then as you're eating it, the little wine berries pop in your mouth. It's amazing.
The last two times I drove over here, it was already dark, because this was in the winter both times. This time I drove here during the day, and it's horrible, it's ugly, don't move near this area. No, I mean,
there's bears. We had a copperhead in the back, and so we're doing construction. They're like, and they'll run the copperhead.
This place is gorgeous, though. I mean, yeah. I was being sarcastic. What a beautiful, because I've been in Virginia, I've been in Maryland, I've been in West Virginia, but this particular area, still a secret location, is amazing.
Yeah. Secret location. We have Pawpaw. You know Pawpaw?
Yes.
Hillbilly bananas. They're everywhere. I thought we only had a couple trees, because apparently they're hard to flower. We walk into the woods on the property, and they're hitting you on the head.
I went over to Potomac yesterday. What made you pick this area?
We were looking for somewhere in the middle of nowhere. I've been saying for a long time. So I lived in New York, and then I lived on Myrtle and Nostrand, about one block from where the black supremacists executed two cops in the car. And so one day I look out, you know, I look out my window, and I see cops everywhere. And there, down the street, squad car, cops everywhere. Police wouldn't let me leave my own apartment. I went downstairs. The lights had been shut off. I opened the door, and the cops go, the cop says, get back inside. And I was like, I want to go to the store. And he was like, crime scene. So I closed the door. The cops walk, you know, they're walking by in patrol. And then I opened the door, and I go across the street. You can't lock me in my house. And I walked over to where what was going on, and I'm just seeing the scene. The guy killed himself, apparently. And then I was just like, you know, I've been watching this happen for the past, at this point, I think that was 2016 or 2015. I've been watching the escalation with the protests and the insanity, the algorithmic psychosis, I call it, building up in people. And so I was just, I don't want to be in this place, right? So I moved to the Jersey side, Jersey City. I moved to Union City in New Jersey. Then bombs got planted in Manhattan on 25th Street and in Jersey City. And then I was like, I don't want to be in the cities right now because I'm watching the escalation every single day. And so then I go to the southern New York metro in the Bayonne area. And I'm there for a while. And then it's just, there was no catalyzing moment there other than the ongoing escalation where I said, let's go to South Jersey. For one, I want to buy my own house. I want to have my own production studio, not rent, and actually be able to expand. And better property, better prices, and across the river on the other side of Philly. So it's not New York. It's not going to be as crazy. Plus, we're on the Jersey side. We don't got to worry about it. And then the riots happened with George Floyd, right? And I thought we were safe. Until one day I heard the sirens and the squad cars. The rioters crossed the bridge into Jersey. And so then I'm thinking to myself, I don't believe they'll come to my house. I don't think they're going to come to my neighborhood. They're coming to some neighborhoods. But at a certain point, I don't want to support the areas that are letting this lawlessness persist, that are bowing down to this. When you see the police get on the knee for the protesters. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'll get more space for cheaper. We can do more fun stuff. We can fly Zeppelins and drones, and we can just, a bunch of cars parked in the grass, fresh fruit, grow our own crops, have chickens. Started looking for a place in the middle of nowhere. And this is close enough to D.C., to where we can fly people in and have guests. I'd have chosen Wyoming or Montana if it was possible, but you can't get people to fly out there.
No, but you're right. This is as close to living out in the middle of the forest in a beautiful area with mountains and everything else, but still being close to a big city. It's just amazing. It's a smart move. And it's typical. I came here pretty early in lockdown to visit you. You'd already moved before that even happened, or did you do it?
We left here, I think we started preparing our move in August. And it's like the lockdowns happened, 15 days slow to spread all the stuff, and things were getting progressively worse. And then eventually we were like, before it gets substantially worse, we should find a place. Not to mention, we want to expand.
Well, you were smart to do that. Why do you think the establishment globally, because obviously globalism is about corporate rule over the planet, teaching us to live under martial law, to be non-essential, and all the world, they're only tightening down. They're getting ready to tighten down here again. Why do you think the ruling class would want to create such a dystopic system?
I'm not entirely convinced that there's like a group of people sitting around twirling their mustaches, believing like this is our latest plan. I know there's the Davos group. I know they do have plans, but I think it's more of emerging systems and basically that pressures beget pressures. So when something happens, it'll naturally give rise to a certain group, which will naturally give rise to certain groups. So you do have people intent on making dramatic changes. You do have people like Bill Gates who come out on TED Talk saying, we've got a population problem. And then what ends up happening is, independent of Bill Gates, you'll get some people in some group in Europe. They'll agree with each other. They'll both implement some kind of plan in a certain direction. I don't think they want a dystopia. I just don't think they actually know what they're doing, don't have nearly as much control as they think they do, or many people think they do. So what ends up happening is they just start a fire they can't control, and then...
Well, sure, it's kind of like Extinction Rebellion, blocking blue-collar people going to work on trains or highways while a woman's having a baby and a man's having a heart attack. I mean, to them, they see humans destroying things, so it's a very simple solution. Let's just block humans and shut down industrial society. Will you do that with all these billions of people? It'll cause giant wars and death, and basically the equivalent of a zombie apocalypse. And so they're pushing everything into a, quote, controlled collapse, in their words. And that's what Klaus Schwab has said. They want a great reset, and shutting things down was good for the Earth. But really all it caused was mass starvation that'll then flood us with third world populations. I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because the UN globalist directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time, only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as of the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products we have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just for your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Then flood us with thermal populations, and I see totally stabilization coming, but that's my view. Gut level, where do you think humanity's going the next year, the next 2 years, the next 5 years? If you had to make a prediction, what would you say, a much more destabilized, dangerous world, or do you see the world getting better?
Well, define better, I suppose, right? So let's talk about the Great Reset and what they've been doing. You will own nothing and you will be happy. So not better in that regard. But, you know, I've often wondered a few questions for, like, you know, conservatives defending cops when they're accused of racism. I'm like, these leftist progressives, they're talking about New York City. You call the progressives racist, and then are surprised and disagree with them when they say the city's racist. So when you see pro-abortion, and the accusation from a lot of people on the right is that it's a depopulation movement, I don't know if I go that far. I just don't know enough about it. I certainly think there are people who are pro-terminating babies and not having kids, and they say it's good for the environment. So when you hear that, you're like, well, those people certainly don't want kids. Then you just ask yourself, who's not having the kids? I mean, conservatives are certainly having kids. The progressives and leftists are the ones advocating for you not to have kids. So what happens in 10, 20 years? If you go back to 20, I think it was the early 2000s, There was a study they did where they found that conservatives were having on average 2.01 children, and progressives were having 1.73 children, below replacement levels. Now you take a look at the Pew Research on the political views of the generations, and you can see that Gen Z is slightly more conservative than millennials in some areas, but about as progressive relative to Gen X. Why is it that Gen Z is in some areas slightly more conservative? Well, a lot of people have said it's because the young generation's on the internet, they're based, they're getting access to real information. I think the reality is that 20 years ago when we saw this study, conservatives had kids and liberals didn't. What happens in 20 years? You get more people voting conservative and less people voting for progressive policies. You do have the millennials driving a lot of the cancel culture, wokeness psychosis, but I gotta wonder if there was I can't remember who said this, it might have been Glenn Beck, years and years ago, that if you've got people who are advocating for abortion, literally ending their own bloodlines, then the natural outcome is going to be a very conservative religious future where you can see religious families having seven kids and opposing abortion. So the future, I mean, is the population going to be smaller? Probably. It's going to cause economic problems in a lot of ways. We're going to see manipulation in the media so people don't realize what's happening. But then if that's the path, I think there's a simple equation, which may be wrong, that the future will be substantially more libertarian conservative and less...
Well, I think that is where the future is naturally going, and that's where globalism and the Davos Group is coming in their own words to block that. But if you pull back from it, that's why you see this move to get first world nations, whether it's Japan or the United States, to not have children, whereas you need about 2.1 replacement rate in all the studies to be able to even take care of the old people.
Right.
And the idea of Klaus Schwab, oh, robots will do it, that's not really going to happen. And so that's why a lot of the actuaries show a dystopic future, because you have all these giant third world populations who are coming in right as we get rid of the middle class, and so instead of lifting them up, you're going to have just even larger groups of poor people who are having more children. And so it's almost like the globalist model is making that worse. Instead of industrializing those people and bringing them up, then they would have less than two children.
It's tough. We had, who was it? I think it was Chris Martinson. Are you familiar with Dr. Chris Martinson?
I've heard the name, yeah.
He talked about the, was it called the windshield phenomenon? Have you ever heard that?
I have.
That's scary. Right?
Tell folks about the windshield phenomenon.
People have noticed a decline in, when you're driving down the road, how many bugs splatter on your windshield. And so there was actually a study done in Denmark where they found, you know, they drove a car, calculated how many bugs hit the windshield over like 1,000 cars or whatever. Then they did it progressively over time and found the amount of bugs was on the decline.
They're plunging, and bees
right.
as well.
I mean, right.
I mean, just give
how
one
many
more
glass disorder? No. So it sounds like something bad's happening, right?
We've seen. I mean, I agree, because you have the birds and the bats that eat the bugs, and then they're the ones that, you know, help pollinate everything, the bees. And I remember driving to our ranch. We had a family property in East Texas. And until about 20 years ago, it didn't matter if it was the fall, the summer, the spring, you would have covered bugs all over the front.
Yep.
And covered bugs all over the windshield.
Not anymore.
And now, I mean, there might be five dead bugs when I drive 200 miles.
Yep.
And so, yeah, there is.
The same thing. So I have to wonder, is there really a population problem? Are humans, you know, look, you put yeast in a bottle, eventually it farts itself to death. And so this is something I actually asked you on.
Well, that's the population bomb deal of Paul Ehrlich. And then that's where, from that model, they have the voluntary extinction society and groups that say they've been sterilized, they're not going to have children. And I think it has to do with electromagnetics. I think it has to do with pesticides. I think it has to do with some over-farming of soils. There's ways to transcend all that. I mean, I think just saying humans, I mean, obviously a lot of parts of the world are overpopulated, like India, areas of China, go to the Caribbean,
right.
And then there's, you know, a million people on one island or whatever. Obviously, there's people need to be educated, informed, and you know, have, and then become middle class, and then they have less than two children. I mean, so I think we can fix the population problem we have. Undoubtedly, the world is overpopulated, in my view. I just don't think that you sit there and then give this super class the total control of everybody, because when you study the super class, they are beyond the Nazis. I mean, if you look at the Rockefellers setting up the UN, they actually funded Hitler, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, all that elitism is, they say, oh, we don't dislike people for what color skin they are. Everybody with low test scores needs to die.
They hate people.
And then, yes. Again, they're so stagnant and so unhappy, and they don't have a right to decide all that. And so they're a very, very great danger.
You know, I can ponder difficult questions. You know, when you mentioned the Rothschilds, the UN stuff, I don't know anything about that. What I can say is something I've been thinking about since the beginning of the pandemic. when you get a lot of conspiracies about the Great Reset and stuff. Certainly, they've said the Great Reset is real. Certainly, the Davos Group, the World Economic Forum, has said, which COVID restrictions would you like to be permanent? Or I think they said, which changes? I mean, I think they said restrictions, right?
And they said it's good for the Earth
yes.
to have periodic lockdowns. It's like Obama going to Africa and saying you can't have cars or air conditioning, but he lives, and he bought a giant mansion on the ocean, and everybody's saying the water's going to go up. See, they're telling us the world ends in 2030, because under Agenda 2030, the world as we know it ends. So they're preparing us for calamities, and then saying, oh, it's the environment, when they're going to introduce the things that a global lockdown makes us poor here. It starves people to death by the hundreds of millions that you
right.
estimate.
Yeah, 225 million, I think they said last year.
Yeah, it's well, on the edge of death, and like 20 million extra died, yeah.
Let me ask you a question. So, again, people might can take this out of context. I'm literally just trying to ponder these tough questions. If there really was this effort to wipe out the low IQs and all that stuff, I look at these people who I describe as being in a cult. They believe whatever's on the TV. They don't do any independent research. CNN actually, there's an article about not doing research, saying, don't do research. I'm not kidding, I tweeted it out.
I've read it from your tweet, but even the New York Times had an article about it's dangerous to do research.
So if you were a despot who wanted to cleanse humanity and only the intelligent people would carry on, which group would that be? The people who believe whatever they're told and don't investigate, or the critical thinkers challenging the system?
And that's what they really, we talk about that on your show, because that's huge. It's like a psychological test or an IQ test. Can you really research this isn't a vaccine? Can you really find out it doesn't help you? Can you really find out you're being lied to and BS, and it's really a test to then let people who are dumbed down opt into it, and the people that are smart opt out of it? And a lot of people go, oh, that's great. All the dumb people, the leftists aren't having children, they're taking all the dangerous shots, and then it's very sick because we're actually now becoming like the eugenicists that are doing this, and they're saying, see, we're so smart, we figured this out, you ought to join us.
PhDs are the most vaccine hesitant.
Absolutely not. More highly educated. The head of Pfizer said he won't take it.
He did take it.
No, now he did.
Yeah, so in March he said he's not going to jump the line. He got criticized. 2 weeks later he announced he got the vaccine.
Yeah.
So
I don't see that, but I believe you.
Right, right. And we can fact check it.
Hey, I love your new green room.
That's great, right?
I mean, you got an actual green room, but this is awesome out here.
It's the green outside.
Hey, let's just... What are we talking about on your show tonight? People will watch this on my show in a few days. Most of my viewers are already fans. They probably would have already watched it. But for those that haven't, what are we planning to cover tonight?
Topical events, stuff that's been going on today. So obviously there's stuff going on with China. There's vaccine mandates. I have to pull up all the articles we have. There's a lot of stories.
Yeah, but we should talk about, because this is something, I'm not as hyper out of control today. I've stopped drinking and stuff, and I've been exercising more, trying to get more focused. Because a lot of times I get tired, so I get lazy, and I just kind of rant and have fun, because it's easy to do. But to be focused, it's real hard, but I'm going to do it tonight. I'd like to get into all that stuff about the windshield phenomenon.
Yeah, absolutely.
The old Petri dish, the population bomb. We should do all that. What else are we going to cover?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The United States Republic is done. And there's one metric by which you can say it's hard to know where the line is when you can say the country doesn't exist anymore. I think we've seen it. Now, I can say a few things. Joe Biden has bypassed the separation of powers, I believe now, what is this, 3 times? With the eviction moratorium bypassing Congress, the Supreme Court saying stop, him saying no, I'll do it again, and then finally him coming out with the vaccine mandates just saying, I rule by decree. Now, think about how the laws are supposed to be formed in this country. You've got a legislature. They House drafts a bill, goes to Senate. Senate approves. President signs it. Executive branch can kick it back. It passes. The Supreme, it can be challenged in the courts. Now we exist in a system where the sovereign hereby decrees. And already people are being fired for not getting their vaccine at big companies.
And he's very good at turning groups against each other.
But what can you do when the sovereign decrees? Well, peasant, you can petition your wise elders, and if they feel you've been wronged, they will hear what you have to say or dismiss you outright. There is no ridges of grievances anymore. Democrats tried to create a path of citizenship through a spending bill, which bypasses our quorum effectively. We're at a point in this country where no one cares about the system of government that was set up by the founding fathers to our traditions or our laws. But those right there, I can still argue, well, Obama killed American citizens. You can argue, no, there's one simple thing. On the southern border of Texas, illegal immigrants are going back and forth. Now, it's one thing when you have illegal immigrants cross into your country and you say, hey there, mister, that's a violation of the law. We're going to take you. We're going to process you. And then if you're an asylum seeker, we'll consider it. We're actually really nice in that regard. We could do what Trump did, have him come to the border and request formally and wait in Mexico. But even in the U.S., we're like, oh, we'll try to be nice. Now we have the migrants leaving, buying food, and coming back. When you're at a point where you have, was it 15,000 people?
It's more than that now.
More than that. And they're crossing the border as if nothing is there
It's
all.
It's a revolving door.
Do you see the videos of them carrying takeout?
Yes.
They're illegally entering the country, then going back to Mexico for takeout and coming back. When your border is that, there's no border, there's no jurisdiction, you have no control over these people, and you combine that with everything else you've seen, the Republic is...
I totally agree. So we should talk about that tonight and talk about ways to reverse it. Because a lot of people say, okay, let him be a dictator, Julius Caesar. But then all the other checks and balances go out the door, and that's what allowed us to have more wealth than any other country in the world, was the checks and balances that allowed a middle class to form. And unfortunately, the globalists don't want that around. So, Tim Pool, tell the viewers of InfoWars that don't follow your show how people find it.
TimCast.com.
TimCast.com.
Yeah, see, I cut down my YouTube production in half at the beginning of the year because YouTube is bad. Censoring. And we set up TimCast.com where we're hiring journalists, where we're, so we'll do the live show tonight on YouTube, right? And YouTube has rules about the things you can't do or say. Some of them, I think, absolutely cross the line. Some of them are stupid. And then we have our rules, like we don't want to swear, you know, we try to be something that people can listen to with their families.
Don't want to threaten people.
Yeah, no violence, nothing like that. But some of the restrictions are absolutely ridiculous. So, I'm not going to dedicate, it's a mistake to build a business on YouTube. But it's still good marketing. With TimCast.com, you, me, Phil, we can do a show where we can talk about whatever we want without being censored.
I look forward to that.
You have Van.video. I love, you know what I really love? When these journalists, I do air quotes, come out and said, aha, we banned Alex Jones, and now he's gone. And I'm like, no, now you just don't see him. He made his own YouTube. His videos are getting hundreds of thousands of views. Certainly, it affected your reach, for sure, by doing it.
But it did make the fans more hardcore in a way. It was rough, for a few years. But in a way, it has made us bigger and stronger. And that's what everybody's doing now. It's great. Like Joe Rogan, you know, use Spotify. That's like his, you know, bigger private thing. But it's also giant. And boy, you know, Joe, moved out of California. Last question. Then we got to go to your show. Where do you think this exodus ends when the blue cities are all collapsing and all the brain trust is leaving to either, you know, go to the woods or go to the mountains or go to the plains or, you know, go to Austin, Texas? I mean, what are they going to do as they drive out everybody? I don't know why they're doing it.
It depends on how gradually then suddenly it all happens, right? If it's something that's slow and over time, people just slowly start moving out to the middle of nowhere and spreading out, which I actually think is a good thing.
Healthy.
If it happens really, really quickly, I mean, people can't just leave. You live in New York, you can't just take your family and just walk somewhere else. They're going to be beating each other in the streets. Depending on how bad it gets, people will be eating each other.
I agree. When you bring in a third world population to replace the educated and informed people of all races that were there, when that knowledge class leaves, it's going to collapse. How are they going to hit the bubbles of the houses so expensive? And I couldn't live in New York.
We've got 27 employees, about maybe 30, and we're growing and we're expanding. And we're looking to invest in new businesses beyond just news and politics. We're doing culture stuff. We do the Cast Castle vlog, which is very hokey and silly. That could have been in New Jersey. We were trying to buy a building in New Jersey, and it was too difficult. The taxes were insane. And ultimately, with the restrictions, I said, what's the point of being here? So I actually thought, you know, New Jersey's got a millennial brain drain. No millennial that grows up in New Jersey wants to be there. And I said, I know it's got its problems. I know it's got bad taxes. But I think we can make something good and try and bring this back. We can stand here, stand our ground, and breed a culture that votes better and improves. And it was so just over encumbering that I was just like, this is pointless, West Virginia.
And what about your native Chicago?
Oh, yeah, right. I don't want to get shot. I've looked at properties in Chicago. Taxes are ridiculous. Economy is not great. Space is not there. Cities are bad for more than just the culture war stuff.
I mean, I agree. And the cities are dying, not just here, but all over the world. People really want to decentralize. So who knows? Maybe I'm going to become a neighbor because, look, Austin's great, and my family's been there for hundreds of years. But the whole point is this becoming the new L.A.? I'm definitely looking. I've just got a big crew, and they live in Austin. And I love Joe's there and everybody else there. I'll probably still try to keep a condo there or something or a shack outside town. But I just gut level want to move to the woods.
It's amazing. We got 20 acres of empty property. It was really cheap. You can go there and do whatever you want.
You're about to say something. I'll interrupt you. What was that?
yeah, Texas was a bad move for a lot of people. You know, they say Joe Rogan moves from California to Texas. He brings his policies with him. And then some people might argue, yeah, but Joe's not establishment. He's anti-establishment. He'll be okay, right? What about all of his staff? What about when Joe opens a comedy club and the people who are in California like opportunities in Texas? And that pull factor from Joe Rogan, from all these actors that are now moving in, pulls all of these woke, lefty, NPC-type individuals into Texas. I think there's a lot of good people moving to Texas, which could help it shift rev. But if industry individuals, like Elon Musk moves there, right? And he's going to bring all the California liberals. How many people does he employ? Tens of thousands?
Oh, Apple's there. Austin right. is now like San Francisco or something. I mean, no, it's definitely the money. The leftist money's the big one. I mean, they are.
So I thought about this, and everyone said Texas, because you got the airports. You got the best airports, actually. You've got all the people are based, ignore Austin, whatever. And I'm like, how long? How long am I going to be there until the industry drags in more of these people who vote for garbage? West Virginia. You know why? Because people are leaving West Virginia. Blue voters. There's articles. AP wrote about this.
Oh, it's beyond the Rust Belt. But it's nice people and it's beautiful.
No. But look. There are people in West Virginia who are Democrat, urban, and small towns who are like, I hate this. I hate this state. They love Trump. I'm leaving. And I'm like, hey. All right. I'll move in. There's an opportunity because West Virginia has been suffering for some time, and we'll find one of these smaller towns. Apparently, I've been saying on the show, we want to find one of these ghost towns. Not a ghost town, but like it's falling into disrepair. Industry's leaving.
Revitalize it.
Instead of
That's a smart move. That's what I'm thinking about.
Well, check it out. Instead of buying a big corporate headquarters, we buy one building for now, and then when we need to expand, we buy the building next to it. And so it's actually cheaper because it's an opportunity zone, right?
That's what Gerald Celente did in Kingston, New York, to a certain extent.
And then we start telling other companies, you know, hey, you know, we're opening up a lot. Make your company can come. And then you're actually not bringing in industry people from...
And that's what America, the idea was all about, is the exodus out of the big establishment, create the new. And I think, so this is the American dream. You're reestablishing here. So you've been here, what, a year and a half or so?
Year.
A year. And so are you happy with it? You're
amazing.
Like the move.
Yeah, West Virginia is key. You know, but I'll say this. If you're a city type, you will hate it. And I know this is a joke where a lot of people are like, oh, don't come to West Virginia if you're liberal. There's bears and there's guns. Let's be real. I'll tell you the reality. We've got 4.5 acres. You got to mow the lawn. You want to mow that lawn? You don't want to mow that lawn. It takes you a long time. We got all of this. You got to go out bushwhacking. Look, there's a trail here. It is a lot to upkeep. And I realized something, especially with, I wake up in the morning, I read the news, I record my first segment, and then I get out and tend to the chickens. I put on my muck boots, go step in the chicken crap, and then I gotta make sure they got food and water, I gotta check the eggs. It's nonstop work, sun up to sundown. You see, the city people don't like that. That's why they're always saying, gimme, gimme, gimme. Thomas Sowell has a great quote. He said, I never understood why it's greed to want to keep what you've earned, but not greed when you try to take it from other people. You come out here, you can make your own thing. We've grown our own plants. I have my own breakfast. Eggs, peppers, cherry tomatoes, all freshly grown by us here on our property.
And you got a great house. And that's what Thomas Jefferson believed in, the power of the yeoman farmer, because they were close to land and they weren't easily conned or manipulated, because you can't con an honest man. Tim Pool, let's go to your podcast. Thank
let's
you, buddy.
It.
It was great. Great interview.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.